Okay, this is Reading with Roxanne, and today's guest is going to be Priscilla Chadwick, who's our accountant at Bookstore One at 12 South Palm Avenue in Sarasota, and I will reintroduce her in just a second. First, I want to just remind people of things we have coming up in the store, which are really exciting. Tomorrow night at 6 p.m., August 12th, is Hank Philippi Ryan, and it's a virtual book talk, and she's going to talk about the book The First to Lie, which is a crime novel. So if you went online today, sarasotabooks.com, bought it, I bet it's a page turner. You could finish it by tomorrow, and then you'd be all set to listen to her talk about her book. And she's an investigative reporter from Boston, so she knows her stuff. So I'm sure the book is very well done, and she's award-winning for some other books she's written, so I'm sure it's going to be great. On September 8th, we have a local legend. We are grateful to have him living in our town, our city, whatever you want to call Sarasota. And that's Reggie Williams, who's an NFL football legend. He played for Cincinnati. And September 8th at 7 p.m., he's doing a virtual book launch for a book called Resilient by Nature. I have so much respect for him. He's such a nice person, first of all. And I don't know what's all in the book. I do know he's resilient by nature because of all the poor surgeries he's had to have done on his knee and everything from football. But I'm sure there's other things, too. I know all the physical setbacks have got to be hard to take. But I'm sure the book's going to be very eye-opening. And he tells great stories in person, so I'm sure those all translate to the book. So those are all available on sarasotabooks.com. I'm going to explain how we're running our business right now. We're doing curbside service, which a lot of people get sort of sad about that they can't come in and browse, and I totally understand that. We're just trying to be safe, and I think we're doing a good thing by doing that. We're trying to be responsible, and we're trying to keep the public safe. So if you know of a book you want, you can go online and buy it, and then you can come get it curbside, or you can have it delivered to you. We're really friendly, too. If you come down to the store and knock, we'll come out and talk to you if you want book advice or book suggestions. We're there 10 to 4, Saturday through, I should say Monday through Saturday. We're not open on Sunday. So come on down because we're there and we're very friendly. Speaking of friendly and resilient, I'm going to introduce now Priscilla Chadwick, who is one of the founding mothers, I'll say, not founding fathers, of the bookstore. And I just love her to death. She's always had my back, so to say. I really have a connection with her. I think I appreciate her because I grew up with a grandma and a mom and dad who were very hard workers, just like Priscilla. And I appreciate that great work ethic. And her energy is amazing. She has more energy than I do. So without further ado, Priscilla, tell us how you became involved with the bookstore originally.
Well, after retiring from the federal government and in Ohio, I came down to Sarasota, and I found a job working at the Sarasota News and Books, and it was doing the accounting work and all and helping the owners. And all. Later on, I became one of the property managers for the building, Palm Tower. But I loved the bookstore so much, and then closed, I was kind of sad, but then the next owners, I worked for them for a while until they sold, and then I wasn't doing anything, and all of a sudden I got a call from David Chaplin, who was deceased now, but he was the manager of the Sarasota News and Books, and David says, I got a call from this lady, and she is wanting to open a bookstore, and he said, I told her I couldn't do it without you. I said, oh, that's not right. But he said, no, he said, that's right. So anyway, in December of 2010, we met with Georgia Court, and she told us about her plan and her desires and things. And so we said, I looked at David, and I said, it sounds okay to me. And so we started planning everything. And then by the time February of 2011 came around, we opened the store. And it was at the 1359 Main Street location. But I just love working in it. And I've done book work mostly for all of them. I don't do the book selling, but I'm kind of behind the scenes. And I help with all the invoicing and when the books come in, you know, the orders and things. And also
Yeah.
So that's my story.
And I'm lucky to get to see Priscilla a couple days a week because she comes in and works. So that's nice. But she is always working in the back, man. She doesn't come out much because she's working.
That's right.
She's making sure everything's working on the financial side, which is important.
Yeah, and it's really different now, you know, with all the restraints, if you will, for the bookstore and for all the business owners and all. And it makes it kind of challenging with all the rules of what you can and can't do. And you can get help this way and you can get help that way. And you got to know all the rules and everything that's going on with it and how to handle all of the information that's coming across. So it's quite a challenge right now, and I'm sure all the businesses are having the same issues.
Yeah. I wonder, are you in touch with other people in the neighborhood, Palm Avenue business area, to like talk about things, or doesn't it really apply to other businesses? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I talk to a lot of them, but like the lady that has the rug store just a little ways down on Palm Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to her, and everybody's having the same issues. And then I've talked to several of the owners along the 1300 block of
mm-hmm.
Main, and everybody's having the kind of the same, you know, issues of how do we handle this, and how do we make sure that everybody's safe, you know, and that we're not supporting the COVID, if you will,
right,
to where it goes around with all the people. So I know all the merchants are trying, and I even talked to the people up at Fifth Third Bank, you know, because I go up there sometimes, and now, of course, they have closed, and if I have a deposit or anything, I have to pass it through the crack there in the door.
Yeah.
So it's a strange world right now, but, you know, it works if everybody would kind of be responsive for each other
mm-hmm.
and wear the mask and do the protection and washing the hands and things. You know, it would help relieve some of it, but I understand some people, you know, have a different opinion.
Yeah. I was just reading this book called The Serendipity Mindset, which I actually have a book club coming up at the end of the month on, and it was talking about lateral accountability, meaning we're all accountable for ourselves, and it kind of reminded me, like, if everybody would just do that, we would be a better society, right? Just,
yes.
If you take care of yourself, you're actually taking care of other people, too, and it all kind of works, so.
Yeah.
I hope we can send that energy out into the universe.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready to do that.
Okay, good. So what is your reading like, Priscilla? Do you read books? And if so, have you read anything that you really loved? Or?
Yeah, I read books, and I hate to tell you, but I don't have as much time as some people to read and all, because my husband has a woodworking shop, and I help in that also.
Mm-hmm.
So my days are full. But one book that I really, really liked, and I've read it twice, and that was Where the Crawdads Sing, and that by Owens. But it was, I liked it. I guess the reason I read it again was I didn't want to miss anything. But I thought it was kind of interesting how a human can be so resourceful, if you will, and planning, because she had great planning skills and things. And it was just a very, very, I thought, interesting book, and I thought it was really well written.
Hmm.
And so that's been my favorite one of all the ones. And I've read several of the others, but this one kind of stuck in my mind.
You know what, without giving away plot or anything, but, you know, I saw that it was still on the New York Times bestseller list, and that's been out a year. That's amazing.
I know.
I mean.
But it's so well written, and it can hit a lot of people, especially if you've lived in any of the areas where everything is not exactly all pretty and rosy, and everybody's got a lot of money, and the houses are great, you know, and all. If you live somewhere else where it's not so great, this book kind of points out that you can always look for the better things, and sometimes they're right around you, and you just don't even see them.
Mm.
You get blinded by thinking of everything else, I guess. But this book kind of, to me, tells a great
Wow, that sounds really important. I mean, I'm so glad you told me that because obviously people come in and request it, but I never think to push it or tell someone about it because I don't haven't read it myself, but it sounds gorgeous. So it sounds to me like it's a lot about gratitude, maybe, being grateful.
It is, and some of it, you know, she believed in some of the people, and they kind of did her wrong, and so, you know, it just shows you that it's part of life. It's what we all experience, and we go through, we have ups and downs, and that's the way this story is. You know, it's, she was doing great, and then, you know, all of a sudden, people abandoned her, and so, it's just a good story of life, how life can be, and how you can rise up from it, you know?
That's nice. So, I mean, that speaks to resilience, which is sort of, I mean, obviously what Reggie wrote about his own life, which I'm excited to hear, too. I'm excited about his book, too.
Yes.
Because I think he's been through a lot that we don't even know, and I'd like to read about it.
Yeah, I haven't read that one, but I would like to read that one. I like a lot of the mysteries. Elsie and I go back and forth on the mysteries, but I love Agatha Christie, of course, but I like all the mysteries and all. I've got a wealth of mystery books. But some of them, you know, I'll start reading and then something else will come along and I'll say, oh gosh, I think I want to read that. And so then I stop, I leave my place marker. So I've got several of them that, you know, I've got maybe a quarter of the way or three quarters of the way. And then I start another book. You know, so I said, maybe one of these days, if I retire, I'll go back and read these.
We are blessed being at the bookstore. We have a lot of choices of what to read. It's almost too much.
Absolutely. I love reading some of those things. And sometimes I'll look through some of the advanced readers just to see, is there something that I think that they're going to get in, you know, that maybe I want to check and read, and I'll make some notes. And so when we get the book in, you know, then I can go ahead and purchase the book and read it. But there's a lot of good ones coming out because I've been seeing, and I've been sending you some messages too that we get in from the various vendors. Then some of the books are really, really nice. It's going to be very interesting to read them.
Yeah, and books, we need that distraction these days too, just to get away from the news for a while.
Right. Well, I think sometimes too, some of the stories in the books kind of make you want to stop and say, I've been there, you know, I've had that feeling or I've experienced that. And I think that's always good, you know, even in the younger people. I know we encourage our grandkids and all to read and things because that's how you grow.
Yeah.
Is from reading.
That's good. And it makes you think.
You got to feed that old brain up there.
Yeah. And it makes you think in different ways sometimes that you can't do on your own.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well said.
My lightning is coming in.
Oh yeah. Well, it started to thunder around here too. Well, Priscilla, thank you so much for doing this. I know you're a busy lady and I really appreciate you taking time out. It was fun talking to you. And that's really high praise. That's high praise for when the crawdads sing?
Where the crawdads sing.
Because for you to take time to read a book twice, that's saying something.
That's right.
So now I'm going to be able. Now I can sell that book.
you can borrow that book. I've got the hardcover. It's really great.
All right. I got a couple books I got to get through first.
Well, thank you, Anna. It was a pleasure. And like I say, I hope everybody comes into the bookstore on the online and sees what all we've got because we've got a lot of good things coming up.
Okay. Thanks, Priscilla.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.